Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 75 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver, my friend, my compatriot, my buddy, Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
How are you?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, how are you, Kyle?
I'm doing all right. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. But before we go on, first and foremost, before we get to updates, I want to welcome our guest this week. We have an awesome guest. We have the one, the only, Ross Johnson.
Why, hello. I don't think I'm the only. There's probably more. Actually, I'm friends with him on Facebook.
Oh, all right. So there's more than one, more than one Ross Johnson. Okay. The one that I know the best.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's probably true.
Yeah. I don't think I know any other Ross Johnsons. I know like 16 other Kyle Maurers. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
That's crazy.
So many of them. Right. They're everywhere.
That's awesome. So, yeah. So welcome to the show. And we're going to just jump right into banter and this and updates, life updates. So what's
life
going on?
Updates.
Let's start with Kyle.
Start with me. Well, it's been fun lately. I've been gone. I went on a little trip to the Pacific Northwest and had a lot of fun while I was there. Visited family, went to a WordCamp.
Whoa.
Missed a recording of the Get Options show.
What? Yeah.
But
yeah, it happens.
I did tune in. I did tune in for what it's worth, and I listened to the last episode where Dustin stepped in to fill my place.
That was awesome.
That was kind of neat. I got to say, I loved the episode. Dustin is great. I do think maybe that the desk flipping tickets should be a new segment that
maybe
we should come back to.
Yeah,
That was fun.
So we had a lot of fun with that. So thank you for those questions, Kyle Maurer. It was the Kyle Maurer episode, in essence. Without you there, you were still there.
Yeah. Anytime.
Can't let go. Huh?
No, it's okay. And honestly, you should have seen Dustin's face when he heard the opening bumper and then he heard the song at the end. He was like beside himself. Oh, and I played the song for my family at dinner a few nights ago, and they were like, oh my God. Yeah, that's awesome. Dust into the wind. Yeah, anyway, so what else is going on? So, hey, Ross, you're a guest. What's going on with you? What's new in your life?
Oh, man. Well,
and tell us real quick about you. Like, who are you? What do you do? Where are you based?
Oh, yeah. So I am based in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is not too far from Jackson, Michigan, which is how Kyle and I know each other. I do too many things, lots of things. I run an agency. We sell some premium plugins. And I teach at Michigan State University. I also have two young children. It's probably three too many things, but for some reason I do it.
So Michigan State, if I say go green, you say what? Is it go white? Go white. You don't even know.
I didn't go to Michigan State University. So yeah, apparently you say go green. The next person says go white. And for the first, I don't know, year or two, when people say go green to me, I would just say go green back.
Yeah. I bring this up because Ashley, Kyle's wife, brought it up recently when, you know, we always say go blue when we see, you know, University of Michigan. And there's people down here in North Carolina. And, you know, I learned this because of the Maurers. And, but Ashley's like, there's no rebuttal. There's nothing gonna come back. You say go blue, and everyone's like, go blue. It's the same thing back.
right. Which is why I thought it was just go green again.
That's awesome.
But, apparently, I'm wrong.
But see, you know, I'm a 49er fan for the professional football side of things. You know, 49ers, we would say Niners, and then the callback is all day. Go Niners all day.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. You know, I didn't know this until like, you know, 10 years of being a Niners fan. I had no idea what people were saying back to me. I'm like, what? And then one day I realized it. So.
No, I like that. That makes sense. Yeah. I think all of these are much better than Ohio State, where somebody says OH and they respond with IO.
Oh, if you have hate mail, that's ross@rossjohnson.com. Yeah, that's not us. No, sorry, Dustin. For our fans who are Ohio State fans.
No, I mean, yeah. You should just have a better chance.
Okay.
Maybe we should stop. Right,
move on. So that's who you are. That's what you do. And I see there's another thing. You're actually just, if you want to mention it, you can. It's in the show notes. What you're looking for?
Yeah. So we've gotten really busy the end of this year for our agency. And we are looking for somebody to come on full time as a digital marketer. So if you or you know anybody who is experienced at SEO and content marketing and pay-per-click and that sort of thing, we need your help.
You're looking for in-person, like on-site or remote?
Open to both.
Okay. Right on. I will send my resume in right away to be denied the opportunity to work with such a great team.
Russ has such a cool team.
I'm sure.
I mean, I am jealous of like the team that they have and what they do here and the cool office they have right here in downtown Ann Arbor. And I say right here because that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
I'm in Ross's office. And it's awesome. It's awesome. And the team, like Ross has done so much stuff. It's crazy. He's selling himself short here. You know that he's like written a book and, you know, he teaches web design at college and
hey, Ross,
he's organized.
Do you have a master's for that? Do you have to have like what level of education do you need to teach at Michigan State?
So technically, I think my role is a lecturer.
Okay.
So because I don't have a master's, they can't call me a professor. But because it's not like an elective course in the advertising, communication arts, and sciences department.
Right.
So I was able to kind of get shoot in.
And do you consider yourself more of a developer? Because I know, or designer.
I would say I'm probably a designer first, although I do a lot of development. It's just something I've been doing for a really long time, and I know a lot of people self-identify as either a designer or a developer, and I do a bit of both, which means I'm probably not great at either.
I'm right in the middle. I mean, see, I tell people all the time, I'm not a pure designer, I'm not a pure developer. I'm the guy in the middle who can do enough of both and convey the message to both sides of the equation, which is a huge problem and hard to value, in my opinion.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I think people don't understand it and then thus underappreciate it.
Right. Okay.
That's right.
Cool. So if you're looking for a digital marketer position, by all means, reach out. We'll have a link in the show notes to the how to do that. So awesome. And real quick, my quick update is actually it's ironic. It's connected to Ross, but client work. I'm just dealing with some clients. Almost wanted to shut everything down because, I need to onboard a little bit better, and I'm trying to get back on board project management using an amazing tool called Project Panorama.
Ooh, I hear that's good.
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's actually really pretty. I just don't have the latest. I don't have the latest version. I'm just saying. but I didn't pay for. I didn't pay for the version I do have, so I can't complain.
You know, Kyle might be able to help you out with that.
All right, right on. Yeah. So just for those listening, Project Panorama is a project management tool. It's a plugin that Ross's team that they develop and manage and sell. It's amazing. It's really nice. But I'm trying to use it consistently so clients can stay on track better. It's a combination of problems. Clients in general, right? Yeah. Ross? I mean, not right, Kyle?
Clients, they're so great.
Aren't they?
Right? Am I right?
Yeah. And the last thing I wanted to mention was my daughter has been accepted to two colleges so far.
Ooh, congrats.
Thanks, yeah. So I just have to tell you, since you both have young children, save five times as much money now as you think you need to.
Five times?
Five times.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Well, what's 8 times 0?
Wait, hold on. Let me carry the 2, divide by 6, round it by pi. Yeah, okay, you got a problem.
Well, I'll look into that. Thank you.
No problem. That's just here to help.
Thanks for this.
And on that note.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
There's something here, Kyle. You want to mention this?
Yeah, I was reading my email the other day, and I discovered that Jerry Bates, an automatician, wrote a post on make.wordpress.tv and described how the WordPress TV team is looking for some new reps, some new support or
lead volunteer
leads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the call is out. Jerry has been kind of corralling the WordPress TV volunteers for over 4 years, and he's done a great job. He said he has to go take care of some other things now, and that team is in dire need of some leadership and some more hands-on volunteers.
I nominate Kyle Bauer.
Yeah. All right. Well, they are accepting nominations.
Yeah. Nice. Articles of whatever they're called, you know, whatever that is at a meeting. I don't remember how it's worded, but I guess Kyle, quorum? You're huh?
No.
It's a quorum. Yeah. So now Kyle, you are the new lead, just like that.
No, that's not how this works.
Oh,
guys.
Okay.
Well, I used to help the WordPress TV team a lot.
Yeah, me too.
It was about 4 years ago or so that I was pretty interested in contributing to the project in some meaningful way. So I bounced around. I played with a lot of the different teams, you know, maybe it was after the last WordCamp San Francisco that I was really trying to find my place and some way to contribute. And WordPress TV, like, just was, it's very easy to get involved, and they needed a lot of help. So I was moderating videos and helping fix up the site. I even made a lot of code contributions to the theme for WordPress TV, helped to make it responsive and added some features and stuff back then. So I was very involved in that.
That's why you should be the lead now.
Yeah, except it's been years since I did anything to help at all. And now I find myself with some other side responsibilities. I'm not sure I could take that on.
Right.
But I don't know. I think the WordPress TV team is very important, consisting of a lot of unsung heroes doing great things. So I hope some people step up and really make it possible.
Okay. Right on. So if you're interested, there'll be a link in the show notes how to go and do that and nominate yourself or somebody else to be part of that WordPress.tv team. Any other news? I think we're good for news. Pretty light news week at the moment because there's nothing really else to talk about as far as Gutenberg. Moving right along. So we got two changes to mention here. I'll do the first one. Adam Warner, our good friend Adam Warner, who has hosted us in his hotel room. Has he ever been on? He has not been on the show, though. He chuckled in the background when we were at Pressnomics.
Yeah, we offered him an opportunity
He's like, no. Anyway, Adam Warner, a fan and a friend of the show, he was at SiteLock. He has moved over to GoDaddy in a community role of some sort. I'm not sure exactly the sort, but he's excited. He shared that a few days ago. So congratulations to both Adam and GoDaddy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Congrats to Adam. He's a good friend of all of us.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so the other one is, I don't know who this person is. You want to mention it?
Chloe Condon. She is a great web developer. She's written some moving and enlightening articles on a number of web dev and women in tech related issues I found to be fascinating. So I started following her earlier this year and have even referenced some of her articles in episodes of the show. But she got a new job for Microsoft, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Congratulations to Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
What you wearing, what you're reading, what you're drinking now. What you wearing, what you're reading, what you're drinking now.
This is where we share what we're wearing, drinking, or reading. I'm going to go first. Out of respect to the two of you, I am wearing WordCamp Ann Arbor 2016 t-shirt. You notice that? It's green.
I like it.
It's a nice bright green. And I'm drinking coffee out of my WordCamp 2014 Maui mug. That's right. No, 2015 also. Sorry, 2015 Maui. And I mentioned it last week. I'm still reading Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. It's about pricing and negotiations.
That's a great book. Mm.
Is it? Yeah, so far so good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not able to successfully use any of the techniques, but I'm glad that I know them.
That's good. Knowledge is half the battle, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It has a great example in the book of negotiating, purchasing a car, kind of, your classic negotiation. And so when we went to get our last lease, I went in thinking, okay, I'm going to use this point for point. I know exactly what to say, and I did none of it.
Well, first of all, you leased a car?
Yeah.
Dave Ramsey would be very sad to hear that. Do you know the Dave Ramsey philosophy?
I do not.
Okay, never lease a car. I mean, I get it. I understand the concepts and stuff. I mean, it's like perpetually renting, but, I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, it happens. All right, Kyle, what you got? What are you wearing, drinking, reading?
I'm wearing a WordCamp Ann Arbor t-shirt from 2015.
Is it green?
I think.
Like, this the
15.
One?
Yep.
No, it's not.
I am designed by Ross.
That's a different
actually.
One.
Ross, did you design the 2016 shirt as well?
It is 2015. Yeah, right. That's right.
You did. Yeah. So we're both wearing shirts designed by our good designer friend Ross.
And not only that,
I've got a Sandhills Development hoodie on.
Nice.
Drinking water from my new GoDaddy water bottle. And I am reading Stephen King's The Drawing of the Three.
That's so good. That's going to be the ongoing, forever book. Real quick on design aspects, I just want to shout out about 3.7 Designs. I also reached out to Ross and his lovely wife, I believe, WordCamp Los Angeles years ago. We used your template for our badges.
Oh, cool. Right. Yeah. Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So again, just a fantastic design team. So, okay. And Ross, what are you drinking or reading?
So I am wearing a WordCamp Ann Arbor 2015 hoodie that Kyle procured. These turned out really nice. I was drinking coffee out of a WP Engine mug, but I am out of coffee, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I am reading Creative Strategy and the Business of Design, which has been a fascinating book.
I've heard that. Didn't Sarah Dunn mention that book at one point?
I don't know.
She might have. I've been hearing a lot about it lately, which is why I picked it up.
Okay.
And it's all about the disconnect between how designers think of things and how people in business think of things, and how do you bridge those things.
Right. Makes sense. Cool. Check that out. Okay. Hey, Kyle. Hey, Ross. Guess what time it is?
Ooh, I don't know if you've got a guess, Ross, but I'm going to go with 3.7.
3.7.
Is that a time?
Okay, how about no. It's questions time. That's right. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready? Because we have 6 more seconds of this awesome music.
I'm
5,
ready.
4, 3, Wait. 2, 1. All right.
I'm not ready.
No. Oh, well, time's up. All right. Kyle, you want to read the first one? These kill me.
Yeah. The first question comes to us from our friend, Greg Franklin. And he asks, why do columns not work in Gutenberg?
Okay. I have to go first on this, if I may. Okay. Since the question seems childish, my answer, my options are of similar nature. Like speaking to a child of Greg Franklin, why do flies like things that are gross and smell bad and good stuff smells good? Why aren't there more dinosaurs? Why are there so many languages in the world? Why don't we want others to see our private parts? Why do people get sick? Why do grown-ups sometimes cry when they're happy? Why can't I stay up as late as you? The answer is because I said so.
All right.
That's my first option.
That makes sense.
I think so. Uh-huh. Yeah. Ross, do you have an idea of why columns don't work in Gutenberg, or an option of why they don't work?
Yeah, I think it's a plug-in conflict. You are running some bad plug. Not one of mine. If it's one of mine, then it's a theme conflict. If it's a theme I've worked on, it's probably hosting. I don't do hosting, so contact your host.
Yeah.
That's great. Best ever.
Yeah. Greg, here's the thing. Columns are the new sliders. what do you think we're all doing here? Like making newspapers? Get with the times, Greg. And I don't mean the New York Times. Here's the thing about web pages in 2018. They're monogamous. One column for one page. All right. The days of multi-column layouts and sidebars are gone. Good riddance. None of that, like, multiple pieces of content at the same time. That's just web page debauchery. All right?
So you're also okay with infinite scroll?
One column per page. That's how it works in these days.
Oh, can we simplify it to just one page, period?
The single page website. $10,000.
Right. Yeah, that's the next evolution, is no more pages.
Right.
All right?
One column, one page.
Isn't that the Marines' motto? One column, one. No, it's from Drumline or something. One band, one sound.
Eventually, it'll be like one column, one site.
There you go. Yeah. Owned by Google.
Yeah. Many years from now, it'll be one internet, one column.
This is so off the rails. I'm not talking about Ruby on Rails.
No, you're not.
Nobody likes Ruby on Rails.
Really?
Well, I'm just getting you lots of hate mail after this.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. And this was our 75th and final show.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Do we have any other options on that one? Because I actually don't.
Well, I tested it, and columns do work in Gutenberg. Maybe
we don't know more information. Greg, send in more information regarding your development. Are you using Flywheels local for development, or are you using desktop server? Are you using?
Got to know this stuff, but they do work. I actually tested it, and was able to successfully build out some columns in a page.
Okay.
And there were some like little usability issues that got me confused about like how to make it more than two columns and so on. But those are things that can be overcome with a little bit of learning and fiddling. And there are actually a buttload of open issues on GitHub related to columns and other similar blocks like that. So if you're curious about how the feature set is evolving, maybe read up on some of those issues. There are some that were very interesting to read about debates about the state of the column block.
So Greg might become column curious, is what you're trying to say.
He is welcome to investigate himself.
Okay.
And read about the discussion, maybe contribute it. If Greg is implying that the feature set for the column block is substandard, mm-hmm. not what it should be, chime in, because there is an open issue where some people are asserting that it is not good enough to include at this stage,
right.
Like maybe pull out the column block. That was a kind of evolving discussion that I was reading.
Interesting.
But I was able to get columns to work just fine, for what it's worth.
I think, just as a side note here, I think, Ross, you may not realize this, that the fact that Kyle was very calm in this discussion about something Gutenberg-related is impressive.
It is impressive. I kind of don't trust him anymore.
Awesome.
I think he is being influenced by higher powers.
Or the drugs.
Yes. Well, or both.
Yeah. All right. I think anything else you want to add to that? Ross, are you good? I'm good.
No, I'm good. Okay. I prefer not to talk about Gutenberg.
Okay, right on. All right, moving on to the second question. This one is sent in by also a friend of the show, a friend of mine, Jen Miller. She said, and she asks, where do you draw the line between personal and professional development? Like, how do you choose which conferences to attend and in those which sessions to go to? Ooh, interesting. Mm. Yeah, it's a good one. That's a good question. Who wants to go first? I mean, I have a guideline here that I use, but Ross, let's go with Ross. Ross, go first on this.
Yeah, I don't totally understand this question. Like, so is she saying, like, do you go to a personal development conference or a professional development conference?
Well, I think the lines blur. That's the problem these days. Is, you know, so how do you choose what conference do you go to? And then once you do choose, do you spend the time in a session or do you spend the time like in what we call the hallway track? You know.
Right. Mm. Yeah, I guess maybe that's my confusion, is like I don't really see a big distinction between the two. Like, personal development conferences tend to help me professionally and vice versa. I would just say maybe have a plan before you go into, you know, what are you trying to get out of the conference, and then pick sessions based on that, or maybe identify what type of people or which people in particular you'd like to meet and try and do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of all I got.
Kyle, you got anything on this one?
I consider myself to be a professional person, and so I don't draw those lines. But I feel the same way. Like, anything personal development related, you know, helps me professionally. And I find myself investing more in things that are probably more in the professional development than personal, I think. But that's easier because that is more maybe more normally acceptable and more normally expensible, if you will. And, you know, something for personal development and personal growth is, generally speaking, going to be more on the personally funded and personally, you know, managed and facilitated. And so as a part of my work, I am always engaging in professional related things. And personally, I have the opportunities to engage in personal development things. I just don't very much.
Right. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. So, okay. Interesting. Yeah, no, I have three guidelines. You know, my guidelines are pretty cut and dry. The first one is, you know, I pick the ones that pay me to attend or speak at.
Okay.
Plain and simple. When that doesn't work out, number two is...
How many of those are there?
Oh, none. None. So when that doesn't work out, I go to what I can drive to within an 8-hour window. Okay. And if that doesn't work out, I then go to the ones where I can either hook up with Dustin, Kyle, Jen Miller, Greg Franklin, or Adam Warner. Mm. Those are my three criteria. In that order.
What about Ross? What about Ross?
Awkward. So next question.
I see where I stand.
Yeah. I had to go with the obvious reference points here. So or Ross or Justin, not Timberlake. What's Justin's last name? There's so many Justins in the world in my life.
Yeah. Justin Fairman?
Fairman, yes. If Fairman's there, great. Chloe's there, great. What else? Who else? Raquel. just throwing all the names up there. Corey Miller, Corey Hammond, whatever. No, so
all the Corys.
Truthfully, yep. Jen, my answer is this, honestly. I think there's a huge overlap, professional and personal, especially when we as solopreneurs are running our own agencies or shops, invest the money in the time. There's really not a huge difference. So I pick the ones that I think I'm going to learn something, truly learn and grow from, and take things, quote, to the next level, which is an overused statement these days, in my opinion. And then as far as what sessions to actually attend, I have good intention of sitting in a session. If I can, I want to learn something. Like, for example, I'll go to a session that might be about WPCLI. And I do this one all the time. And Chris Wegman has taught that session so many times. But I always learn something new every time. And he says it's the same talk or it's a very similar talk than what he's done last camp or last conference. Doesn't matter. I still learn something about WPCLI. So, because I'm always fascinated by that technology and by, the command line. So, again, it just depends on where you want to spend time. Hallway track, meeting people, networking, also very important. So, anyway.
Do you guys think it has anything to do with us being very self-driven roles where we are responsible for our own time? I mean, you guys are running small businesses and I was and still have a lot of freedom with my time. And so, anything that helps us get better as a person helps us in a sense professionally, or maybe it might not be the case for other people. They have a more clear line.
Totally. I mean, sure. Yeah. I mean, the other problem is, or the good and the bad is you go to a conference that has three tracks with, talks going at the same time. You can only be in one room at a time, obviously. So they're videotaped. So you think, I'll just watch it on a video, but how many of us really go back and watch the recording? For one, the conferences you go to that there's one track and they're not recorded, like a Pressnomics, much higher in session attendance, because they're very focused, they're very, it's just different, but there's a lot enough breaks in between things and whatnot to go out and do the networking and connect on a business level and a personal level as well. But yeah, running your own shop, that's the hard part, because you want to learn everything, but then you realize you can't.
You can't do everything.
You can't be everything. You can't be everywhere. You can't learn everything. That's what it is about making those decisions. Okay, you bring another staff person, one of your people in your company, and you assign, okay, you should go to this because this is going to help you in project management. You should go here because it's going to help you in server development, Mm-hmm. So I think that's the choices that we as the leads have to make.
Yeah.
There are a lot of good personal development sessions at events that we frequent. Mm-hmm. Like how many talks are there about just learning better time management skills or about things like imposter syndrome, and personal wellness. And a lot of these are, really important and very much encouraged. And when my team gets together, these are some of the topics that we discuss and some of the things that we're trying to work on as a group, because our personal well-being is really what matters first and foremost, and for us to be any good at our job and have any expectations of productivity, we have to be well taken care of and in a good state.
Yeah.
And so all that stuff is it's kind of the same big pie. Delicious rhubarb pie.
But I have a question for you both. So let's say what you say is true, Kyle. You go to a conference on behalf of Sandhills. You go to because you have these discussions prior to the conference about mental health or about productivity, getting things done. Probably not much as Kyle, but I think Ross and I probably read a lot more books. Well, that's obvious. we'll read more business-based books. But how much time do we read a book? We kind of ingest some of it. But then we move on to the next book versus really taking the time and evaluating what we read and putting something into practice. It's hard, isn't it, Ross?
It is. This is a common problem I have where I'll read a book and I'll be like, that was so good. And then weeks later, I'm like, what was in that?
Right.
I enjoyed it.
Right. So what I end up doing is what my goal is this 2019, next year, is not just cut back on books, but take the books, read them, but actually buy the book instead of just checking it from the library. Buy it and then highlight it and maybe thinking about it for a little bit longer, you know, that type of thing. And there are a handful of books I do reread from year to year just to kind of remind myself about certain things, because it's easy just to read it, think that's a great idea, but not put it into practice. Like right now, so I'm reading Never Split the Difference. I'm also finishing up The Brand Story by Donald Miller. But that is almost a guide. You have to read it and then take action. You can't just read the whole thing through. Otherwise, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, what my plan is, and I've thought of doing this for a while and haven't implemented it yet, is to have a single notebook for these types of books and write down actual action items based on this. I'm going to start doing this, or I'm going to do this. So at least I've recorded, as I'm going through it, some tangible things that I can get out of it versus just thinking, oh, that'd be great to do sometime, and then forgetting what it is I thought I was going to do.
Because we get caught up in the day-to-day grind of, you know, running the business or client communications or onboard, whatever it may be. Yeah, it's a getting things done mentality. You can put everything into a system. You have to make sure you go back and use the system properly. Once a week, a check-in, right? Mm-hmm. So, all right. Interesting.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
ideas are easy. It's action. Implementing it.
Right, hard. Absolutely. Agreed. I mean, it's totally a little bit down of a rabbit hole and a little tangent of what Jen's question was, but I think it's still all connected to that. So about personal development.
Yeah.
So. All right. Anything else you want to add, Kyle?
Nah, man. I'm done.
Okay. So we're going to move on to the segments of this episode. This is always a fun part, especially for a guest. So first one.
It's time for the personal question.
Yes, the personal question. Very serious. So, okay, Kyle's going to go first. He's going to ask me a personal question.
All right. This is a simple segment.
Okay.
Are you ready for your question, Adam?
Oh, yeah. Well, never with you.
All right. When I was growing up, I had some sort of vague vision of what retirement meant. And you probably did, too. You probably saw your grandparents retired and had some idea of what that was like, or just older people in general. And at some point you saw your parents, you know, go through some kind of retirement like experience. So I want to know, like, how your vision of what retirement might be has evolved. And being an entrepreneur right now, you know, and in an age where retirement doesn't mean the same thing as it did to previous generations now, it's a little bit different for us. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about what your vision is now.
Okay, so stepping way back to way before you were born, my grandfather, my dad's dad, passed when I was about 7, approximately. Awesome guy to me. You know, my dad had a different relationship with his own father for a long time. Anyway, but Grandpa Joe passed, so I never saw him work. I didn't see him not work. And I said, I mean, I don't know. He was just, at the time when I was 7, he was, I don't know, but I don't think he retired. I think he was just, I don't know how that worked for him, what he did. I think he was just kind of an older guy, just didn't do a whole lot. My dad is now at the age of close to retirement. He should be retired technically. He's 87. My father is still working as an attorney. And I asked him like just 2 weeks ago when he's going to retire. And he said, maybe by 90. And honestly, I'm like, wow, you know. And the thing is, for him, he likes what he does. He doesn't need the money at all, but he likes the fact he gets up, he shaves, he puts on the suit, he goes to work. It keeps his mind active. As we know, the longer you stay active mentally, the better overall. You know, his body is aging. You know, he has, you know, his shoulder doesn't work very well. He can't raise one of his arms up all the way. You know, all these things. It's just things are wearing out, if you will. What he'll do afterwards, I mean, like come 90, come a year and a half, 2 years from now, I mean, I don't know. God bless him. Hope he's around for another 10. Statistically speaking, you know, we'll see what happens. As far as my vision or what I used to see, I mean, I think my old mental vision of retirement was stop working, play golf. Because I kind of grew up in that community where people played golf and, you know, that type of thing. That was way back. Now, I'm of a mindset that I don't really, quote, want to retire from doing anything. Even if I win the lottery, we've had this discussion before offline. I want just the options and I want to be able to have the ability to make choices not have to work. I want to make choices. I get to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I will always probably do something. I get bored way too easily. Just sitting, not doing absolutely nothing, sitting on a beach, I can only do so much. I can only do nothing for a certain length of time. I get too antsy, you know. So I don't see myself ever not doing something, volunteering, in some, you know, fundraising, something somehow, somewhere. I would like to have that happen by 55, 60.
Well,
so another couple of, no, you know, so I'm 48. I just had a birthday. So, you know, 55, 60, so another what? Seven to nine, 10 years, let's say. Yeah. But I mean, and I work backwards. Okay. What's that? So I need X to do, make that happen financially. I have three kids to get through college. What's the process? And I've been thinking about a lot about that lately, like a lot. So if you need WordPress maintenance, let me know. A lot of maintenance clients. So anyway, does that answer the question for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, cool. I don't see myself just being on vacation all the time. I mean, you know, ideally. So, okay.
Just 50% of the
just
time.
Just 50% of the, seriously. I mean, I think that'd be fine. 50%. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I want to give back if I can. Teach the youths. Okay. All right. That's all I got. All right. I'm going to ask. I'm next. I'm asking Ross the personal question. Okay, Ross, you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Regarding politics and the current economic state of affairs in third world countries and the poverty with the GDP being an all-time high. Wait, I'm just kidding. I'm totally joking.
I was ready.
Okay. If you had to pick another country to live in, where would you go and why?
Ooh. This is a tough one because I've actually only lived in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I know.
So I haven't even really thought about it. Someplace warm. So maybe someplace in the Caribbean. Someplace where maybe the U.S. dollar goes further so I could do less and my income would effectively be higher. So I guess if I had to say someplace... Maybe it would be, I went to Cozumel maybe 10 years ago, and that was really nice.
Okay.
And it ticks all those boxes. Plus, there's great scuba diving, so Cozumel.
Nice. Okay.
Because it's warm.
So down to Mexico.
Yeah, the U.S. dollar goes a lot further.
Right.
It's an island, so you have to worry less about being attacked.
Right.
I suppose.
by land, at least.
I don't know if that's true. Okay. I don't know if that's true, but I feel like it is. So we're going to go with that.
Okay. Good. All right. Ross, your turn. Ask Kyle the question.
All right, Kyle. What is a mistake that you make over and over and over again?
A mistake? Mm-hmm. The whole I before E thing in the English language.
Really hard. Me up.
It is super hard. It's stupid hard. I could never get it straight. It's one of those things that I'm still trying to commit
right.
to memory.
Like, is it really I before E? Or
yeah.
Is I after E?
Yeah, and when? Except after C, but like, wait a... I don't know. It's kind of stupid. I don't really like English, I guess.
Weren't you an English major? I'm just
kidding. No, I wasn't. I make a lot of mistakes. I make mistakes all the time. And some of the ones that like I really harp on myself the hardest for have to do with my time management, probably, because, you know, I buy into the whole like time blocking thing and eat the frog and all that great stuff. Totally there. I'm sold. Except I just don't do it most of the time. I get sucked into whatever's, you know, the squeaky wheel on my plate.
Podcasting.
Yeah, yeah. I have a bad habit of just, like, doing what interests me and not the hard stuff.
Right.
Like, kind of had to be forced to do the hard stuff. Fortunately, like, I have a lot of things. The majority of things on my plate are things that, like, I don't mind doing. I like doing this stuff. I'm totally happy to, you know, work on some of these work projects, follow up with these people, write this next presentation and organize this WordCamp and all that stuff. Fun. there's a handful of things on my plate at all times that, like, I'm kind of not looking forward to. They require a lot of mental energy, a lot of focus, and a little bit of stress about them. And, you know, it's hard for me to find time to those. And there are great strategies which other people successfully implement to overcome these kinds of challenges, but I just can never do it. I don't know. I need to figure out a better way, a better system.
Okay.
Maybe I need to, like, have more competitions and stuff, because sometimes that really drives me to achieve more. Maybe I need more accountability partners to, like, remind me and push me to do this hard stuff. Or I don't even know what I need. Maybe I need more enforced deadlines. It could be something.
Drugs.
Who knows? Yeah.
Pharmaceuticals.
Something.
Yeah. Adderall.
Yeah.
All right. So, cool. All right. Moving on to our next segment. We do two segments when we have a guest. This next one is unordered lists. We don't have a sound effect that, do we? No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Do we?
Yes, we do. Where yeah, it's like where? The oldest one that we have.
I'm so sorry. You're right.
Unordered lists.
If I can't, I don't know.
You jerk.
Flux capacitor.
Oh my gosh. What's your name?
It was hidden there on my deck. Sorry, my bad. Okay, yeah, so the way this works, I don't know, Ross, if you know how this works.
Yep.
Oh, you do. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll keep track on this one. I'm gonna ask Kyle this first one. I give him a 30-second timer, and mm-hmm. Kyle's gonna fail miserably on these.
Oh man, why do you always give me hard ones?
Actually, it's not that hard. This I think you might be okay on this one, but I need to bring up two web pages so I can track something for you.
Yeah, we always hate this game. Everybody who listens is always like, that sounds fun. Everyone who plays it hates this game.
And it's the rest of the day, it's stressful. So hold on 1 second here. This is good podcasting content. I'm just trying to get my keyboard, Bluetooth.
You're always so prepared for this show. It's one of the things I love about you.
Huh. What's the other thing you love about me?
Yeah, I don't know.
My enormous sense of caring.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the beard, I guess.
Oh, wow.
It's a redeeming quality.
Nice. Okay.
It's a nice beard.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, moving on. So here we go. So unordered list. Kyle, name in 30 seconds, as many as you can, podcasts from Radiotopia or NPR. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Hidden Brain, This American Life, 99% Invisible, Criminal, the West Wing one, West Wing Weekly, maybe. Let's see. Theory of Everything. Invisibilia.
You got seven.
Up first.
Seven. You got seven.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Give me that last
okay,
one.
Okay, eight. Okay. You forgot about, like, How I Built This.
I know what I forgot about. Okay. All right. You don't need to tell me everything that I forgot about. NPR what network is enormous.
Yeah. Well, you know. Okay.
What is the lowest score anybody's ever got?
Oh, like a one or a two.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I might be able to at least match that.
I think so. Yeah. I think it'd be okay. All right. Let me close this window. All right. So what do you got? Who's asking me? So Ross is asking. Oh, okay. Here we go. I'm next, I guess, huh?
Yep. Yeah, you ready?
I'll keep your score.
Okay, I'll hit the timer. Okay, all right, yeah, go ahead. Whenever you're ready, Ross.
All right, Adam. Name all the things you have ever done that have crashed a website. Go.
Changed a line of code. Deleted a directory. Installed a free theme that had malware. Oh man. what's it called? What else can I do to crash it? Not paid for renewal on hosting. That took the server down.
Sure.
That's all I really got. I got four. Okay. I'm like, what else? I mean, I don't really have. That's honesty right there.
Those were good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. This is good, man. You've done that a lot of times. Jeez.
All right. Kyle, you're up for Ross.
Ross, you ready for one? Okay.
I think so.
Okay, here we go. You know, earlier this year, I did a talk. I think you were there. It was about, like, stuff from the web that is gone. Mm-hmm. And we don't really miss from the history of the web. And you've been, like, working on the web for a pretty long time. Most of your career, you've been doing web design stuff. So you are very familiar with all those fun trends from the past. So in 30 seconds, name as many like things one would see on the internet that you don't really anymore. Things from the past.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
Under construction signs, counters, the marquee tag, the font tag.
Oh.
Anime gifts have kind of come back, so I'm not going to say that. Sliders. Nested sliders.
What?
Inline JavaScript?
No, it's still there.
Ah, okay. What else?
You got six.
GeoCities. Give me GeoCities.
Okay, seven. You tied. You tied. Give it to you. That's Thank awesome. You. Wow, that was awesome. That was actually wasn't overly stressful this time around. This was like the least stressed unordered list I think we've had in a long time, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do?
Yeah, not too bad.
It's hard. I mean, what else could I have possibly done to take down a site? Literally. Yeah.
Could you edit the database directly?
Nope, I've never done that. You can. I haven't.
a plugin update or you didn't even say activating a plugin.
Oh, true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm back to HTML. I'm just back to straight flat HTML. Dreamweaver.
Ross, have you ever done anything like really crazy? Like, have you ever like accidentally DDoSed your own website or like taken it down with some, I don't know, something weird?
Let's see. I have accidentally switched the Active Directory.
Mm.
Updating some domain settings on the cPanel.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Here's one I've done, I guess, very early. You know, like in dashboard, you could change the path.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that. Yeah. That setting. Yeah.
Oh, one time back when I used to edit sites through FTP, which I don't do anymore, I thought I was editing one site, but turns out I was editing a separate site because I had two windows open. That took it down real quick.
That's always a pain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops. Great.
Oh, I know.
It was my site, though.
And here's one I got. I forgot it. I did this early on. I deleted the child theme because I thought, what are these child themes for this one client? And all this, it went back to like default parent theme with no styling. So, you know, and functionality. I'm like, whoops. I know. I'm like, what? This is all extra cruft. And I'm like, yeah, you don't need all this stuff. Luckily, I had made a backup of the entire site prior to that. But, oh, man, that was a under your collar warm feeling. Yeah. So. All right. Hey, Kyle, want to wrap us up? Take us out of here.
Well, thanks for tuning in, dear listener, to episode 75. We're keeping the show alive. It's almost 5:30. No, it's not. But. We're wrapping up the show here, and what we need for the next episode is more questions. So go ahead and send those our way. Greg and who asked our second
Jen
question?
Miller.
Jen asked great questions on this episode, and we want to solve your problems in the next episode, which will be episode 76 of this show. You can email your questions to us. Questions at GetOptionsPodcast is the email address to which you should send those emails. You can go to GetOptionsPodcast.com and leave us a voicemail. We'll play your beautiful voice on a future episode of this show. Or you can dump questions into our contact form until you just run out of time. We cannot be overrun with too many questions. I'd like to pad the queue with some good stuff. You know, I want to learn more about some of the things you're struggling with, not just professionally, but also personally these days. Is there anything just really stressing you out, causing you to be unproductive and find, less than a desirable amount of fulfillment in your daily life? You know, go ahead, share what's on your mind. Adam and I know a thing or two, or at least we claim to. We'll try and help you out in a future episode of this show. That's what I got
to
say.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Be sure to email us any questions over at questions@getoptionspodcast.com.
I just said that.
Oh, did you? I didn't. Really? I thought you skipped all that.
No.
I know. I'm just teasing you. You can find us online, Twitter primarily, @get_options. Kyle's over at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver. We're on SoundCloud, @get_options. Hey, Ross, where are you? Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter @3pointRoss, Instagram, 3pointRoss, or at 3.7designs.com.
And what's the 3.7? You couldn't afford 4?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good enough. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys. Bye.